Hey everybody, this is Sam. It is day two of the tour diary, and I am now in Sacramento, California, and I made it. I made it after an arduous drive. I actually only got about 90 minutes of sleep last night. I'm not a very good sleeper, so that happened, and then I got up and I thought it was maybe 50-50 I would make it all the way down here, but alas, I did. But I am completely exhausted and completely brain dead. Fortunately, this is the last day I'm by myself. So, starting tomorrow, Becky will be with me. And if you're going to do one drive in a tour of the Western United States by yourself, you could hardly do worse than Eugene to Sacramento. It's some of the best driving for scenery and just, you know, curves here and there and mountains that you can do before the terror sets in. So, I heartily suggest it. I do actually have an official announcement. We have another show. We've confirmed a show in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and you're going to love this. It's at the All Souls Church, which is a Unitarian Universalist church at 2222 South Cliff Avenue. It's going to be on a Saturday. It's at 2 or 3 p.m. Check the website for details. I think that's going to be the last show of the tour. It's going to be August 3rd? Yes, August 3rd. Which is cool. And so, fairly eventful day compared to yesterday. From Tacoma to Eugene, I saw 5 religious signs. And from Eugene to Sacramento, I saw 4 religious signs plus 3 enormous neon crosses, which I'm going to say they were together, so I'm going to count that as one advertisement. So from Tacoma to Eugene to Sacramento, I suppose we could do the mileage and figure out where the bigger conglomerations of religious stuff is. I've decided I'm going to count how many religious signs I encounter while I'm driving, just to give us an idea of how that stuff works. I imagine as we get closer to the center of the country, that we'll start seeing a lot more of them. You know, when you get closer and closer to where all the weirdo Christians are. And speaking of weirdo Christians in the center of the nation, this is one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me, and I'll be talking about it on the show, but I'm so excited I'm going to tell you right now. I was driving in, maybe about 100 miles north of Sacramento, scanning the AM dial looking for weird radio to listen to, and I happened on 770 AM, and they were talking about intelligent design, and I'm like, ooh, this is right up my alley. So I stopped and listened to it. And it was this guy talking about the end times and how Christians have given up on whatever it is Christians give up on that caused the end times. And he starts talking about militant atheism. And, you know, how we're all militant and how we own the word militant. Don't ask. I don't get it either. Didn't make a lot of sense. However, he started pointing out things that atheists do that are bringing about the end times or are causing pain to Christians. And he started talking about non-Christian summer camps, which I thought was interesting. And then he led into, you know what they're doing now? You know what they're doing now? They're doing rapture parties. And then I thought he was originally quoting me because I had a line about, you know, real estate and stuff. But I'm actually not sure which member of the Ask an Atheist crowd this guy was quoting, because he certainly didn't cite his sources, but he was definitely quoting one of us. So, just to sort of summarize, I was randomly driving through Northern California, randomly scanning through radio stations. Life is just too freaking weird. Like I said, we'll be talking about this tomorrow, but this is so awesome. I just wanted to share. After last night's tour diary, I got a comment from Blueprint, who writes, "As you probably know by now, if you followed the links or fed a search engine, space metal is the subtitle of the Star One music album. The musical genre is known as power metal, in which the lyrics, more often than not, are fantasy and sci-fi themed. An excellent band named Blind Guardian, for example, has a concept album titled Nightfall in Middle Earth." No, I didn't feed it into a search engine or look it up myself, because I was hoping one of you guys would tell me, because it's good for interaction and stuff like that. I'm familiar with power metal, but to be honest, a lot of power metal I've heard has more to do with, you know, it's more fantasy themed than science fiction themed. So I like, you know, like, wait, science fiction, specifically science fiction themed metal? Sign me up for that. And if it's available in power metal, I will have to look more closely. So thanks for that. Whew. And I really think that's all I've got in me for today. Tomorrow is our first actual show of the tour here in Sacramento. It's looking a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it. I don't know if I'll do a tour diary for tomorrow, especially since the very next day we have to get up, go to LA, and do a show in LA. So I may not have time to do a tour diary, but I will definitely do one in LA if I don't do one tomorrow. After that, we'll be going to Phoenix, and we're actually spending a week in Phoenix so that I can catch, well, 5 days in Phoenix, so we can catch up with family down there. Probably still do a tour diary, because I hope to hang out with the atheist community and sort of catch up with what's going on down there. Anyway, that's it. And, never mind. I will see you guys later.